Greeks thought thyme herb provided strength. Indeed, the chemical compounds of thyme contain antioxidants, an effective germicide that kills whooping cough bacteria and makes breathing easier. Just imagine what you can do with thyme herb when it comes to respiratory ailments like croup, pneumonia, asthma, and sinusitis. The extra benefit of thyme herb is that it soothes the nerves and stops spasmodic coughing, so you can get some rest. Who says you don't have time to take care of yourself? Call Apothecary Herbs toll-free for Thyme Tincture NT to soothe your cough and get some rest. 866-229-3663. That's 866-229-3663. International 704-875-8010 or online at thepowerherbs.com. Is your PSA count high? Half of all men over 50 have an enlarged prostate. You can shrink your prostate without harmful drugs or risky surgery. The secret to healing the prostate is to cleanse the prostate and the liver. Call Apothecary Herbs to ask about the Prostate Kit for a comprehensive way to heal and soothe your prostate. Educate yourself on how easy it can be to disinfect, cleanse, and restore your prostate gland. Call Apothecary Herbs for the Prostate Kit and successfully reduce swelling, inflammation, dissolve stones, and cleanse the blood to obtain the results you need. Money-back guarantee with every purchase. Call the experts in organ cleansing. Call Apothecary Herbs now for the Prostate Kit and empower yourself. Toll free 866-229-3663 for international callers 704-875-8010. That's toll free 866-229-3663 or visit the web at thepowerherbs.com. Pandemics will be a part of our future. The question is, how do we protect ourselves? Are you willing to put your trust in an untested vaccine, hoping it kills mutating viruses? Remember, in 1976, health officials tried to inoculate Americans with swine flu, and there was a 300% death rate in those inoculated, and millions were paid out in damages. God gave you a sophisticated immune system, and in times of need, you can make it 10 times stronger. So there's no need to panic. Just get prepared. Call Apothecary Herbs to order your upgraded pandemic kit. You will have 8 professional strength formulas offering broad-spectrum immune-boosting protection. Take a stand, have a plan, have peace, and request your pandemic kit today. Or take your chances with the bad boys. Call Apothecary Herbs toll-free, 866-229-3663, or online, thepowerherbs.com.
Millions of Americans are using prescribed medicines daily and putting up with the risk of side effects. If you feel trapped on lifelong drugs and want off of them, there is a way. Pharmaceutical products create a weakness and dependency. Eventually, weakness leads to failure. The solution is sources that are strengtheners, which lead to restoration. Contact Apothecary Herbs for their free product catalog and discover what professional strength herbal formulas can do for your heart, kidneys, pancreas, digestion, prostate, brain, and more. Call now 866-229-3663 or visit online thepowerherbs.com. Call now to order and empower yourself. 866-229-3663, thepowerherbs.com, because if you're serious about herbs, you need Apothecary Herbs.
Everyone is afraid of pain. No one wants pain to rule over their life, and you don't want the negative side effects of aspirin, ibuprofen, or prescription drugs. They can lower immunity and cause dependency. Is there a safe alternative? I'm herbalist Wendy Wilson, and I prefer willow bark and meadow sweet herbs to control pain, fever, aches, and inflammation. God's herbs are good, and you won't be disappointed. Call Apothecary Herbs for pain or extra strength pain relief formula, toll free, 866-229-3663. That's 866-229-3663. International 704-875-8010 or online, thepowerherbs.com. As men get older, they are subject to hormone imbalance. And when this happens, men can experience osteoporosis, memory loss, irritability, blood sugar imbalance, weight gain, enlarged prostate, erectile dysfunction, and risk of stroke. The human endocrine system manufactures hormones. Why not feed your system plant nutrition to make the hormones that are right for you? For centuries, these herbs have been used to balance the male hormone system. Men, you've waited long enough for the male hormone formula. Call Apothecary Herbs toll-free 866-229-3663 for the male hormone formula. 866-229-3663 or online at thepowerherbs.com. 866-229-3663, where your healthcare options just became endless.
2 Herb Talk Live. I'm your resident herbalist, Wendy Wilson. Hope you had a great day. Thanks for joining us here on Herb Talk. We're here to empower you. And, you know, it's right before the holidays, so I hope you have a safe and healthy Christmas holiday out there and try not to overdo the alcohol and the sweets. We got a great show here. Thanks for joining us on the American Voice Radio Network. We're going to be talking about the altering of these flu pathogens or pretty much just viruses. It's called disease editing. So we're going to talk about that and what they're doing. Also, we're going to be talking about some handcrafted benefits when it comes to a lot of the nutrients that you're consuming and why it's better. And we have a quack report. But before we get to all that great stuff, big salute and Semper Fi, our righteous men and women in uniform. Of course, you know, I'm hitting the knees, seeking Lord's face. Hope you are too. And, you know, from the devotional today, is from 2 Corinthians 4, Philippians 2, and Luke 2, and 2 Corinthians 8. Goes like this. As you wait attentively in my presence, the light of the knowledge of my glory shines upon you. This radiant knowledge transcends all understanding. It transforms every fiber of your being, renewing your mind, cleansing your heart, invigorating your body. Open yourself fully to the presence, my presence, and be awed by my glorious being. Hey, what a great invitation, right? Absolutely. And of course, you know, God is always in the generation of the righteous. That's Psalms 14. So take that to heart. If you want to seek the Lord's face, mind time, it grows short, because that is the way. And without further ado, let's do the quack report. All right, first up on the quacker, they got the dengue fever vaccine. Oh, yeah, we're going to be talking about a lot about vaccines tonight, a little bit with this disease editing stuff. Well, dengue mosquito-borne viral infections, common in the tropical, subtropical areas in the earth, increasingly prevalent, they say, as years have gone by. So the World Health Organization has been pushing for a vaccine, and now they have one. It is called a Dengvaxa, and who is this made by? I'm going to get to that in a minute. But there are two forms of the disease, dengue fever and severe dengue. So if you get dengue fever, it's kind of like flu-like symptoms, and very bad for infants and elderly to get it. But the severe dengue is deadly, complicated with plasma leaking, bleeding, respiratory distress. Warning signs usually occur within 3 to 7 days. And Dr. Ping, here it is. He manufactures the vaccine. It's Sanofi's Global Med. They manufacture the vaccine, and he works for them. This is what he admits to. He says the dengue vaccine is not necessarily effective at preventing the disease, but it can actually cause the virus, and not just the ordinary dengue fever, but the severe dengue kind. Okay, great. Roll up your sleeve for that. No. Last but not least in the Quack Report, have you heard about the, I know you heard about the 3D printing, but now they got 4D printing. Yeah, and it's new technology they're going to use to make body organs with. So a team of scientists from the University of Alberta, Canada, developed this technique. They say it's going to pioneer engineering of human organs. Yay. Okay, so they say we have expanded our set of tools to enable incorporation of biological function in these devices to print a new class of, body parts with what they call bio-nano ink. It's organic, ink, according to them. Chemical engineer and lead researcher says they call this technique 4D printing tissue engineering. Wow. They also noted that the future of this technology does not depend on what they call fuel cells, but on the print mechanisms, the complex nature of mechanisms, they say, with the photosynthesis like you have in plants, also in the human body. So it's going to be like something that is printed, initiated, kind of kicks things off, and I guess it builds an organ. I don't know. It's crazy stuff. I'm amazed, and I know you're probably amazed, too, what they're going to do next. And that wraps the Quack Report.
That's all, folks.
Thank you, Frank. Okay, we're going to be talking about these altering viruses. When you do that, they can become more lethal. So scientific research has been investigating if it can produce some very lethal agents that would, make an Ebola pandemic look more like a simple bloody nose. Yep, it's not only outrageous, but totally immoral, unethical, what science really is doing with a lot of these infectious agents. Now, Pandora's box does not even touch the disaster that they could create. So we're going to take a look at this secret and deadly world of what is called disease editing. Yeah, get your CRISPR handy, oh, scientist out there, because you're going to take genes from a disease, move it around, squiggle it here, squiggle it there, and make something new for yourself and mankind, right? Well, the federal government, of course, is involved. Of course, they are. According to media reports, the U.S. federal government has ended a 3-year hold on all funds that would support research that involves the altering of infectious pathogens, in order to, weaponize them beyond what nature intended. However, why the ban? Why was that lifted? It's really not clear. But the ban did little to stop scientists in researching this area of pathology. So as reported earlier on Herb Talk, scientists who wish to conduct a lot of experiments in this area and research is prohibited, well, they'll just take their research offshore or out of the country. Use a laboratory facility on a vessel floating out there in the sea. So media is reporting it's will try to soothe the fear of the people by reassuring them that there is a panel of experts on the job, the National Institutes of Health, also known as the NIH, that will manage the approval process of all the research on this germ altering or disease editing. So the NIH is going to decide if the contrived benefits justify the risks. For instance, if science wanted to take the common cold and make it into a more serious respiratory infectious disease, they could seek approval and funding to make such a disease. I present to you the MERS virus, the Middle East Respiratory Syndrome pathogen, which was taken from a coronavirus. A family of coronaviruses produces a lot of upper respiratory symptoms. And it's also in the family of disease that, you wouldn't know if you had a common cold or a rhinovirus. It's all kind of similar in the same little family of viruses there. Here is a quote from Dr. Francis Collins, head of the National Institutes of Health, who says, in October 2014, efforts were already underway to make three viruses more dangerous, the influenza, the MERS, and the SARS, your severe acute respiratory syndrome bacteria. The doctor goes on to say, a request to create an Ebola virus that is transmissible through the air also was received. How lovely. And Dr. Donald McNeil Jr., he's also a science reporter specializing in plagues and pestilence. He says, in 2011, scientists in laboratories in Wisconsin and the Netherlands revealed their concern with research being conducted to mutate a lethal bird flu strain called H5N1 and encourage it to jump from birds to ferrets, because ferrets are often used to make disease jump to humans. End of quote. What? Oh, yeah. Your H1N1 bird strain wasn't supposed to be there. We'll be right back.
It's beginning to look a lot like Christmas everywhere you go. Take a look in the 5 and 10, glistening once again, with candy canes and silver lanes aglow. It's beginning to look a lot like Christmas. Toys in every store. But the prettiest sight to see is the holly that will be on your own front door.
Being proactive about improving your health can seem like a big job. I'm herbalist Wendy Wilson, and I'd like to share my health secrets to better health. The first step is to remove metabolic blockages caused by toxins. Next is to infuse organic whole food nutrients to help repair and replenish organ function. You'll be amazed at how simple and effective this is when using my professional strength, herbal organ cleanses, and body foundation food mix. To order or for a free product catalog, call Apothecary Herbs now, 866-229-3663, online, thepowerherbs.com. Call now to order my organ cleanses and body food mix and be empowered. 866-229-3663, thepowerherbs.com, where your healthcare options just became endless.
Everyone is afraid of pain. No one wants pain to rule over their life. And you don't want the negative side effects of aspirin, ibuprofen, or prescription drugs. They can lower immunity and cause dependency. Is there a safe alternative? I'm herbalist Wendy Wilson, and I prefer willow bark and meadow sweet herbs to control pain, fever, aches, and inflammation. God's herbs are good, and you won't be disappointed. Call Apothecary Herbs for pain or extra strength pain relief formula, toll free, 866-229-3663. That's 866-229-3663. International 704-875-8010 or online thepowerherbs.com.
Christmas jingles. I don't know about you, but I'm kind of saturated with the Christmas tunes already, but I hope everybody has a healthy holiday out there. All right, we're talking about these altering viruses that get a little help from the scientists in the lab called disease editing. And you may say to yourself, why? Many people ask, why scientists want to take infectious diseases, alter them, cause them to be more virulent, forms of infection? Well, there are lots of reasons, and a majority of them have to do with money and prestige, knowledge, on how to make, you know, pathogens more deadly, transmissible, and then produce vaccines to protect you. So here is a quote from Dr. Francis Collins, head of the National Institutes of Health, says, some scientists are eager to pursue these studies because they may show how a bird flu could mutate to more easily infect humans or could yield clues into making better vaccines. It seems to all point to the vaccine area. All right, so anyone who understands pathogens and how they mutate knows it can take years for a mutation to occur. And in some instances, it can take centuries. So with regards to animal pathogens crossing over to infect humans, it often takes the interference of man deliberately breaking limits to make that happen. So therefore, creating vaccines to protect man is not the motivation with this research. It's to create new disease for the vaccine industry and inject us with the disease that was not a threat to man to begin with. Yeah. Think about it. Just think about it. God set limits, and they're kind of breaking down those barriers. Well, you know, you get these monster germs when you start tinkering with it all. New and deadly pathogens that escape the lab are not the only threat. The threat of disease added to a vaccine can cause a pandemic. So we already know that there are no 100% secure labs in existence. That's like looking for a unicorn. So no matter how rigorous their policy is, the nature of man is his own worst enemy because protocols are not enforced. People get bribed. Insecure shipments from a lab to another lab, foreign agents sabotage the lab, a slew of other dynamics prove there is really no place secure enough for pathogens like this. Here is a quote from Donald McDonald Jr. Of course, he specializes in plagues and pestilence. He says, critics say these researchers are putting us all at risk of creating a monster germ that could escape the lab and start a pandemic. He goes on to say, in 2014, the CDC accidentally exposed lab workers to anthrax and then shipped this deadly pathogen along with a deadly flu virus to a laboratory not equipped to handle them. He goes on, in 2014, the NIH, the National Institutes of Health, found 50-year-old vials of smallpox virus that had been forgotten in a freezer. And, of course, Michael Osterholm, he's director of the Center for Infectious Disease Research and Policy at the University of Minnesota. He says, I hope the NIH panels turn down this work. There should be restrictions on what research labs are publishing. If they discover a way to make Ebola more dangerous, they would not want that work available to everyone for nefarious purposes. Physicists long ago learned to distinguish between what can be publicly available and what is classified. End of quote. So few people understand that the disease will be in the vaccine to create a pandemic. So research shows that the viral vaccines cause the recipients to shed the virus for about 28 days and infects more people. You know, so it's not about containing, it's about spreading the virus. And it's sad. It's like the opposite, you know, of what you're being told, and very upsetting. Well, let's look at the pathogen profile for a sec, because, you know, you may wonder, you know, what kind of pathogen is the National Institutes of Health ready to approve to, you know, walk down the virology runway like some long-legged supermodel? Well, what are they looking for in a pathogen to say, hey, yeah, let's go edit that? Well, first they need a high-security lab, of course, they say, to conduct the research. Of course, we know how high-security it is. They also need a pathogen that must pose a serious health threat. So none of this, you know, wimpy pathogen stuff. We want virulent diseases out there. And then the research has to produce a vaccine. Those are the protocols for picking what they're going to allow to be researched and funded and researched. You got to have the right lab that'll let them do it. Got to have a really serious health threat of a pathogen. And then you have to be able to make a vaccine. Well, what does this prove? This proves disease is big business. That's what this proves. You know, We live in a world where pathogens are traded like poker chips. These are bioweapons to be used on everybody, military, civilian. And how can I say that? Well, these authorities and labs are run by government agencies. Rutgers University has a biology bioweapons lab at it. Do your kids go there? Seriously, prior to the NIH halting the research on deadly pathogen mutations, there were 21 projects in the works. So in the last 3 years, the NIH has allowed exceptions to their ban involving, you know, creating 5 new flu-related diseases and 5 pathogens related to the MERS virus, that Middle East Respiratory Syndrome. So how much you want to bet? The average doctor has really no clue what's being cooked up in labs ready to infect his or her patients. I can see the diagnosis now. We have no idea what you have, but it's viral. We know that for sure. Virus is just a term to say we have no idea what you have. That's a generic term for we don't have a clue. Yeah. Well, here's what Richard Ebright, molecule biologist and bioweapons expert at Rutgers University, says, there is more here than meets the eye. I would prefer there be independent panels rather than government ones. The current rules and requirements on this type of pathology research only apply to government-funded work and not all research in this field. The minimum safety standards are applied, and not all are that clear. There should be a mandate that the benefits of the research outweigh the risk instead of the nature of the research is enough to justify it. End of quote. Scary words from a guy in the field itself, right? Oh, yes. And, of course, Mark Lipstick, he's epidemiologist, Center for Communicable Disease and Dynamics, Harvard School of Public Health. He says the review panels are a small step forward. Small. And he goes on to say, recent disease-enhancing experiments have given us some modest knowledge and done nothing to improve our preparedness for pandemics and even risk creating accidental pandemics. End of quote. Yep, these are the times in which we live. You better be aware and you better be prepared. And you're probably saying, well, how can we do that? Well, we're going to get to that. Absolutely going to get to that. I want to give you a scriptural note. I know a break's coming up. The Bible warns us of this evil day, and there would be a disease not yet written of and would be more dangerous than the plagues of Egypt. So these would be pandemics so awful, 10,000 would suddenly fall dead. And, of course, you know, God gave us wisdom on how to avoid that from Genesis to Revelation if you want to read about it. It's there. Wisdom, my people perish for lack of knowledge. Gonna take a break, but we'll be right back.
Oh, the weather outside is frightful, but the fire is so delightful. And since we've no place to go, let it snow, let it snow, let it snow. Man, it doesn't show signs of stopping, and I've brought me some corn for popping. The lights are turned way down low. Let it snow, let it snow. When we finally kiss goodnight.
Looking for an herb book with healing secrets that will empower you? You will want the Power Herbs book, filled with chapters on how to purge more toxins, best way to boost your immune system, how to make basic herbal tinctures, plus there's a symptom herb reference guide. Written by herbalist Wendy Wilson, the Power Herbs book offers hundreds of pages of essential information you won't want to be without, all for just $14.99. Available only in e-book formats for iPad, Kindle, and PDF. To order your copy today, visit thepowerherbs.com and download your Power Herbs e-book for just $14.99. Don't wait another minute to be empowered with natural solutions for everyday problems. Order the Power Herbs e-book now at thepowerherbs.com.
Is your PSA count high? Half of all men over 50 have an enlarged prostate. You can shrink your prostate without harmful drugs or risky surgery. The secret to healing the prostate is to cleanse the prostate and the liver. Call Apothecary Herbs to ask about the Prostate Kit for a comprehensive way to heal and soothe your prostate. Educate yourself on how easy it can be to disinfect, cleanse, and restore your prostate gland. Call Apothecary Herbs for the Prostate Kit and successfully reduce swelling, inflammation, dissolve stones, and cleanse the blood to obtain the results you need. Money-back guarantee with every purchase. Call the experts in organ cleansing. Call Apothecary Herbs now for the Prostate Kit and empower yourself. Toll free 866-229-3663 or international callers 704-875-8010. That's toll free 866-229-3663 or visit the web at thepowerherbs.com.
This is Captain Patrick Hawk, and I want to wish a very Merry Christmas to my family in Tennessee and to my beautiful girlfriend in California. I miss you all, and I'll be home soon.
My name is Specialist Brooke Frisk, and I'm in Baghdad, Iraq. I would like to wish all my family and friends in Georgia and Wisconsin a very Merry Christmas.
All right, we got our military overseas. Let's not forget them. Lift them up in prayer. Hope to have a very Merry Christmas and stay safe out there. All right, we're talking about this disease editing, viral disease pathogen, laboratory experimentation. Well, let's look at some evidence. You know, a pathogen that has already plagued the United States and the UK is the adenoprimate virus that causes that acute long-term respiratory infection that medical doctors have no tools to help their patients with. So primate viruses are for primates, and it was deliberately created to infect humans. Now, I'm sure this pathogen will soon be added to your influenza or your pneumonia vaccines. Now, a similar example is your bird flu. We touched on that, where there were multiple strains of the bird flu created, edited, to be new forms of human disease, and later they got added to your influenza vaccine. Now, remember, viral vaccines cause the patients to shed the virus off to others for 28 days after it's injected. Roughly 39 to 90% of those inoculated will get the infection from the vaccine. And that is from research done in 2005 and 6 by MedImmune LLC. It was a study on vaccine viral shedding, and we recently covered that in a previous show, but just wanted to recap a little bit. Well, you know, let's keep in mind natural versus the unnatural, because, you know, we need to use wisdom and discernment. What is natural and unnatural? What is corruptible and incorruptible? So vaccines corrupt the immune system of man. They provide no proof of benefits, and the truth is it's hidden from the public. So medical doctors are misinformed or not informed at all about vaccines, and they admit it. They fail to do their job in a private capacity every time they recommend a vaccine. Vaccines suppress, disrupt, and confuse your immune system. Vaccines change your DNA. Vaccines increase toxicity and introduce heavy metals, cause neurological disorders, and can promote premature death. The skull and crossbones should be the symbol for the medical association promoting this type of disease and research. However, hey, the snake and the staff, it's a symbol that got traced back to ancient Babylon, and it's the foundations of your modern medicine, which they're still engaged in alchemy with the mercury poisoning in your vaccines, heavy metals. So the only benefit I see from modern medical science is the study of anatomy and trauma care. It's not natural to need long-term health care, but modern treatments promote that. Now, here, let me give you food for thought. In the Orient, people paid their physicians a few cents a day when they were well. When they became sick, they stopped paying their physician. So over there, it's in the physician's best interest to keep their patients well. In America, it's in the physician's best interest to control your symptoms, because after all, MD stands for managed disease. All right, so I encourage you to get knowledge. Knowledge, of course, is power. I encourage everyone to know as much as you can about using your foods, your organic foods, your spices, your medicinal herbs to be healthy, strong, keep that immune system working. It is designed to protect you. Just don't corrupt it. So you may want to pick up a copy of my book, The Power Herbs. It's in ebook format. It's just $14.99. You find that at thepowerherbs.com. That can get you started. Or you can sign up for our free online HealthQuest newsletters. You have to have email to get those to subscribe. And they're free. So at the very least, get a free product catalog from Apothecary Herbs and get empowered, because they have these whole food professional strength herbal formulas that pretty much are your game changer. So call Apothecary Herbs and order their organ cleanses, their immune boosters, their heart attack packs, pandemic kits, a whole lot more. They got herbs for pets. If you want some organic stuff, call them toll-free at 866-229-3663. That's 866-229-3663. The international number is 704-885-0277, 704-885-0277. The website is thepowerherbs.com, thepowerherbs.com, because it puts the power back in your hands, and that's where your healthcare options just became endless. Hey, take advantage of their last chance, that holiday special. It's good through Friday the 22nd. Save 20% on your order. Details are online, or you can just call and ask about that. And save 20% on your order, and that's good through Friday. So I want you to have a safe and healthy Christmas out there. Don't want you sick through the holidays, so make sure you get your orders in before Friday, and you may have to express ship them, but at least you'll have a backup. Yes, you will. All right, we got a few minutes, and we're going to be talking about some of your handcrafted benefits. Now, that term handcrafted, first used in the 12th century, handcrafts, you know, like barrel making, leather work, a lot of colonial history in the Museum of Williamsburg, talking about handcrafted items. So the industrial age kind of, you know, made manufacturing mass production and made products faster, cheaper, easier to come by, and then the handcrafted stuff became less desirable. So a vast majority of items that were still handcrafted were pretty much custom-made products. By 1947, the term handcrafted became popular again, marketing goods. So the timing and the use of the term handcrafted with regard to food goods seemed to coincide with the introduction of also your genetically modified foods, like your wheat berries. So the marketing back then and today attempts to identify the quality of goods on, you know, product labels, statements like, you know, like homemade or homemade items are sometimes, you know, not as common as they used to be. So today, term handcrafted tends to be a little bit synonymous with painstaking, skilled workmanship, old-fashioned, you know, type of product. So when was the last time you had something homemade, a homemade meal or handcrafted leather good? Or about how about a whole food vitamin, you know, a supplement? And when was the last time? Well, a lot of people can't remember. Consumers are familiar with a lot of restaurant ads promoting slow-cooked, homemade, like your grandmother made it kind of stuff. But when it comes to food, everyone likes how home-cooked food tastes. Real food tastes better because it's not overcooked. It's not overprocessed. It still has its nutrients, its vitamins, its flavor. So vegetables from your own garden taste better than frozen or a lot of store-bought, commercially grown. Fresh is always better and has more nutrition in it. So quick, convenient types of food tend to surrender a lot of nutrition. And also they surrender a lot of flavor, so the processors are forced to put flavor enhancers in them, which means a lot more fat and salt and sugar to kind of, you know, smooth over your taste buds a little bit there. So homemade meals, always going to be better, always going to be more nutritious. And you can make your own meals probably in less than an hour, 40 minutes, 30 minutes, if you keep them simple and keep them organic and simple. And you'd be amazed. You can change your DNA in 6 days with a healthier diet. 6 days. Your DNA improves. It's amazing how much influence nutrients have on you overall, your cell chemistry, your immune system support, function, and so forth. So when we use a bit of science, we can actually discover the difference in foods that are less processed compared to the quick meals that you find in your grocery store. So most consumers know that quick meals will contain more chemicals for extended shelf life. Food color is also necessary, like a camouflage, because the ingredients aren't fresh and they're more artificial. So a lot of processed foods contain a lot of calories, unnatural fats, and it makes it harder for you all to manage your weight, especially now around the holiday season where you're eating more of the stuff you don't normally eat. So there is a systematic review of studies that was published in 1958 through 2008. And it analyzed nutritional quality of organic foods compared to conventional or processed foods. And your organic sources contain more vitamin C, magnesium, phenolic compounds, which is your antibacterial properties to help you out. Organic foods also have more phosphorus. And a lot of these ripeness and freshness in foods, these things improve your bone health, help you grow stronger, help you regenerate and repair tissue and cells. So a lot of the nutrients are helping those bodily functions. And researchers now see that the riper the food with the more acids and titrate nutrients in them, the more nutritional value you're going to get, more antioxidants. Antioxidants take off cellular stress off the body, slow down the aging process. We can all do with a little of that, can't we? I for one can, you know. Who wouldn't, right? Well, research is also linked to a lot of those preservatives and flavorings in your convenient foods. They cause a lot of allergies, asthma conditions. Some people get more of an anaphylactic response. High cholesterol promotes that, as well as headaches, and some types of cancer. So you want to read your labels carefully. So when the ingredient list has a dozen or more items with it, if that's what you're reading on a package, you know, I put it back. If it's got more than six or eight ingredients, it's not a food anymore. You know, it's full of chemicals. And according to the European Food Information Council, consumers believe organic foods have more nutrients, more vitamins and minerals and enzymes. The processed and convenient stuff doesn't. So you want to make sure that you're getting the good stuff in, and you'll have to do less organ cleansing when you keep it organic and safe out there. Now, product companies have used taste tests to promote their products to consumers, and organically grown food, like an apple, organic apple, tastes very different than conventionally grown. So if you had the two together and you took a bite out of each, the organic has more flavor. It's crisper. It's not as watery, and it has more nutrients in it. So it's going to support your immune system, help your eyes out, your skin, your energy level, your overall health. So organic, they say, is the way to go. Science has confirmed it. Of course, we all kind of knew that common sense. And so when we come back from this break, we got some more clues for you. So don't go anywhere.
City sidewalks, busy sidewalks, dressed in holiday style. In the air, there's a feeling of Christmas. Children laughing, people passing, meeting smile after smile. And on every street corner, Christmas time in the city.
Greeks thought thyme herb provided strength. Indeed, the chemical compounds of thyme contain antioxidants, an effective germicide that kills whooping cough bacteria and makes breathing easier. Just imagine what you can do with thyme herb when it comes to respiratory ailments like croup, pneumonia, asthma, and sinusitis. The extra benefit of thyme herb is that it soothes the nerves and stops spasmodic coughing, so you can get some rest. Who says you don't have time to take care of yourself? Call Apothecary Herbs toll-free for Thyme Tincture and Tea to soothe your cough and get some rest. 866-229-3663. That's 866-229-3663. International 704-875-8010 or online at thepowerherbs.com. As men get older, they are subject to hormone imbalance. And when this happens, men can experience osteoporosis, memory loss, irritability, blood sugar imbalance, weight gain, enlarged prostate, erectile dysfunction, and risk of stroke. The human endocrine system manufactures hormones. Why not feed your system plant nutrition to make the hormones that are right for you? For centuries, these herbs have been used to balance the male hormone system. Men, you've waited long enough for the male hormone formula. Call Apothecary Herbs toll-free, 866-229-3663 for the male hormone formula. 866-229-3663 or online at thepowerherbs.com. 866-229-3663, where your healthcare options just became endless.
Family and friends, enjoy, relax, try not to stress. What was it I was hearing, Frank, on the Newswire that, was it 25 or more percent of Americans, you know, could do without all the gift-giving, the holiday? They like the getting together with the dinner and the friends and all, but, yeah, the commercial aspect they could do without. So, well, you know, it. After all, whose birthday is it, right? Absolutely. Let's keep that in mind. The Lord is who we should focus on. All right, so let's look at some nutritional comparisons here. Basically, comparing all these nutrients, naturopath Melissa Wood, she did some comparisons on the organic versus whole food supplements and compared those to synthetic vitamins that you see in the stores. And she said most people are so used to looking at the labels and reading isolated nutrients for their vitamins A, C, D, and E, they're so used to seeing that on product labels that they don't stop to realize that those are synthetic chemicals that they're reading. There's no food or herbs listed in it. So she says the synthetic supplements offer only a fractionalized piece of the nutritional puzzle, and the proportion of the vitamin really is not in balance chemically. So therefore, she says synthetic supplements can cause a lot of imbalance in the system and lead to health problems. Well, this makes a lot of sense because a lot of times over the years I hear people saying, you know, I tried this supplement, it worked for a couple weeks and then it quit working. Why? And it's because you depleted your nutritional stores that your body used to fit what was missing because the supplement didn't have the whole food component. And so that's why you didn't get the benefit anymore. Melissa Wood goes on to say, nature intended for us to consume whole food or herbs in their whole state, their whole form, because all the vitamins, the minerals, the antioxidants, the enzymes are bound together in one package, and they work synergistically to deliver the nutrition that your body needs. And not only that, chemically speaking, your body can pick out what it wants from all those nutrients that you're feeding it. So the body decides what it needs. So whole food supplement ingredients will have varied amounts of nutrition. She says like such as 70% vitamin C and 4% calcium, whereas your synthetic ones, they're going to always list 100% of each of those vitamin nutrients. And that's not how nature delivers nutrition. And she is so right, because You don't need mega doses when you get the chemistry balanced and the synergistic effect is there. For instance, when you look at your calcium in foods and herbs, there's a specific chemistry ratio there every time. So this is what God created, and you'll see the signature there each time you look at calcium. It'll be two parts calcium, one part boron, one part magnesium. You do not find that in cow's milk products. You'll see calcium, but you don't see the mineral elements for the uptake. So therefore, you're not going to utilize that calcium like the body needs to. So, vitamin C, she says, in your citrus fruits like papaya, bell peppers, and even in herbs like rose hips. This is what she calls simple ascorbic acid. A majority of the synthetic supplements are mass-produced by pharmaceutical companies and contain fillers, colorings, flavorings, and these ingredients cause allergies, she says. She says they also usually are made in the same facilities as your prescription drugs. So she says, I would insist on whole food supplements just as you would organic foods, meats, and produce. By the way, a lot of people don't realize almost 100% of your vitamin C, like 98% of it, is made in China now, your synthetic versions that you find in, you know, your over-the-counter cold and flu products and that kind of thing, supplements. So you want to keep in mind that supplements are just that, a supplement to your lifestyle. Unrealistic to think you're going to get all the nutrition you need for good health from supplements alone. So, and a poor lifestyle really can undo a lot of your nutritional benefit that you are using in your supplements. So it kind of works hand in hand. So it is kind of understandable for consumers if they're using more supplements than ever before, because the quality of our conventionally grown foods, the nutrition is not as prevalent. They actually did a study in the 1900s is when they started actually scientifically measuring nutrients in foods. So that was the earliest panel of nutrition they had to reference. And then when they looked at foods grown in the 70s and 80s, 90s, and so forth, you saw the chart go down. So our food today, conventionally grown food, is 50% less nutritious than in 1900. Can you imagine what the food was during, Adam and Eve? It must have been fabulous. It must have been, you eat one peanut and you could go all day, All right. So you want to keep all this in perspective, healthy perspective out there. So when I think of whole food supplements, I really think of a lot of handcrafted types of nutrients, which, start from organic seeds and certified organic tilt soil that's been allowed to rest and no chemicals are on it, no fertilizers, no pesticides and herbicides, a lot of clean water, no animal runoff. So really when you think of your supplements and you're thinking of, organic foods out of your gardens, think of supplements the same way. You want organic, handcrafted type of stuff. That's the primo supplement, basically. It has your balanced nutrition. It includes all the buffer alkaloids that your metabolism would need to activate an uptake and avoid what you don't need. And that's the opposite of a pharmaceutical or synthetic supplement. That's the opposite of that. So people are noticing the difference, and they're feeling it in their body. Handcrafted whole food supplements definitely cost more, but your health is worth it. People feel amazing. They go, what was in that? Well, it's, nutrition, the real kind, organic, the kind God made. not synthetics, chemicals, wannabe vitamins. That's what I call wannabe vitamins that come from a lab. Actually, if a lot of people just did a little homework, they'd find that all these supplements you see on the shelves, the GNC and all these other brands, they all come from pretty much the same vitamin manufacturer that just has a monograph and they private label the formula for each individual company that wants a vitamin. So a lot of these people, if you look on their boards, if you get like a lot of these pyramid schemes selling a lot of this stuff, if you look on their boards, there's no buddy in nutrition on the board. These are all bean counters and corporate guys. So they know nothing. They just went and picked out a recipe, designed, had a label designed, got a marketing plan together, and voila, it's in Target and Walmart and GNC, wherever you get vitamins. So please do your homework and demand the best, because you worked hard for your money. And you should have some really good supplements out there. So now if you're looking for some handcrafted supplements, Apothecary Herbs has that. They have the whole food kind, over 15 years of experience in the herbal formulas. So these are really organically grown herbs from Tilth Standards, which is your highest standard in organic farming. So those are going to produce really clean herbs, full of nutrition, full of vitamins, minerals, amino acids, plant proteins, and so forth. So no flavorings. You don't want to mask the herbal action with flavorings. It lowers the power. So if you want real power, if you want a game changer in your supplements, go to the Apothecary Herbs website, thepowerherbs.com, thepowerherbs.com. Check it out. Get a free catalog. They have their new catalog for 2018 is in stock, and it's free. You can download it off the website, or you can get one mailed to you. That number to call, if you want to call for one, is 866-229-3663. That's 866-229-3663. But if you want to use the local number, that's 704-885-0277. International folks can use that, 704-885-0277, thepowerherbs.com. Check it out. If you're on the website, sign up for the free online newsletters. You will get empowering information for health each and every week. So the American Survival newsletter goes out on Tuesday, and the Health Quest goes out on Friday. So check it out. Sign up for free. And don't forget, they have 20% off this week through Friday. So if you want some immune boosters and things keep you well through the holidays, this is kind of your last chance holiday special to get some mail to you. If you get your order in by 2 p.m. Eastern time, the order will go out that same day. So you may have to express mail it because of the holiday mail. But at least you'll have your backup immune boosters if you tend to get the sniffles, sinus headache, so forth and so on. So thepowerherbs.com, and take advantage of their special 20% off, and sign up for their newsletters and get empowered. Of course, the Power Herbs book is a nice little gift for $14.99, 400 pages of knowledge and empowerment. So check that out. You buy it for yourself. And it's in several different download formats. You have the Kindle, iPad, and PDF. So you can just select which one you want, and you get a download link and instructions in your confirmation email when you purchase the book for $14.99. So definitely well worth the money to get that. It's a great starter if you're trying to get into herbs, trying to figure out how you can medicinally power up yourself. So the Power Herbs .com and the Power Herbs book there for your empowerment. That's what it's about. Well, I hope all of you have a wonderful Christmas holiday. Hope you relax, take some time to be with family and friends. Try not to overdo the sugar, and the alcohol, because that lowers your immune system by a good bit. So one candy bar, 8 hours, your immune system's not working. So watch the candy. I'm out of time. The information presented is not intended to diagnose, treat, prevent, or cure disease. So seek medical advice from a licensed medical physician if you dare, before using any product or therapy. I'm your herbalist, Wendy Wilson. Till next time, Merry Christmas and be well. Oh.